The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's gonna be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, with breaking news, weather, and traffic from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
Six on this beautiful sunny Wednesday morning. Appreciate you spending some of your morning with us. Still a sad day in Nashville as families begin the process of funeral services and burying their loved ones who were killed in the tragedy Monday. A lot of information learned over the past 24 hours, and a lot of finger pointing done as well. Senator Tom Cotton slammed White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre for placing the blame on Republican lawmakers for the Covenant School shooting in Nashville. Cotton wrote, "It doesn't get much lower than blaming Republicans in Congress for a transgender killer who targeted a Christian school. This is shameful," he said. This was in response to Karine Jean-Pierre's statement.
It's enough, enough, enough. We have had a president who has acted on this. I know you were asking me about executive actions. What else can we do? This president has taken more executive actions on gun violence safety than any president before him. And he has done that in 2 years. Just earlier this month, we took another executive action. We signed the Safer Community. He signed the Safer Community Act, which was bipartisan, something that he pushed for, which we hadn't seen in 30 years. But guess what? As we're seeing, we need to do more. And I've heard this theme throughout the show this morning, which is courage. We need Republicans in Congress to show some courage. This is what they owe these parents. This is what they owe these family members who are losing their loved ones. They need to show courage. We need gun safety laws, comprehensive gun safety laws. We need to ban assault rifles. Those weapons of war do not belong in our streets. They do not belong in schools. And here's the thing, what I will say to Republicans in Congress is, what are you going to say to these parents? What are you going to say to these family members? We cannot sit around to allow this anymore.
Weapons of war, and that's how they see this. Jean-Pierre repeating the talking points that someone wrote for her that she put in her three-ring binder. Meanwhile, the left is blaming the shooting on Monday on Christians and prayer. Some left-leaning journalists, columnists, entertainers, activists have turned their ire onto Christians and conservatives for banning drag shows for kids. For example, Mike Wise is a left-wing sports writer. He seemed to agree with a tweet that sympathized with the transgender shooter, whom police say attended the school as a child, for being a victim of, quote, intolerant brainwashing through religious indoctrination. A Twitter user named Kat Amarco wrote, "I don't condone the shooter's actions, though I understand their outrage against an intolerant state that brainwashes children through religious indoctrination. The reality is this human still identified as that child attending that school and carried that pain into adulthood. This is as deep and real as it gets. Thank you." Others attack Covenant School and those praying for victims of the tragedy. Progressive talk show host David Pakman literally mocked the Christian school for not praying enough. He said, very surprising that there would be a mass shooting at a Christian school, given that lack of prayer is often blamed for these horrible events. Is it possible they weren't praying enough or correctly despite being a Christian school? I mean, who writes this kind of stuff? What a dangerous, dangerous position to take. Now, he has since deleted the tweet. He came to his senses. He also had gun control activist Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action, who seemed to blame the victims as well. She tweeted, if prayers alone worked, there wouldn't have been a mass shooting at a school where they pray. Do your effing job, she tweeted. I mean, again, where do these people come up with this stuff? Television show writer Lee Aronson scoffed at prayer while ridiculing the state's move against drag shows. You know, Tennessee just recently passed legislation to prevent these drag queen story hours in libraries. A lot of people have been making fun and making snide comments that the state had time to do that, but did not have time to protect these innocents. Lee Aronson tweeted, dead, maimed children equals thoughts and prayers. Drag queen story hour equals impassioned condemnation and priority legislation. The thing is, if we gave an assault rifle to every drag queen, the GOP would make story hour a national holiday. ABC News journalist Terry Moran was accused of blaming Christians and Republicans after he highlighted how Tennessee banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in the state. Several others balked at Tennessee banning drag shows and gender surgeries for children instead of guns. Newsweek, for example, tweeted, drag shows and gender-affirming care for minors were banned in Tennessee this month, while assault weapons remain legal. Padma Lakshmi, who is a celebrity chef, I'm not familiar with Padma, complained, but drag shows and gender-affirming health care are what get banned in Tennessee, not the guns. Civil rights attorney Alejandra Caraballo, thank God Tennessee protected the children from the so-called horrors of drag and gender-affirming care so they can be shot up at school by an AR-15 instead. I mean, these people are sick making these types of comments. YouTube host Brian Cohen, and I'd never heard of Brian Cohen until I read this comment. He wrote, in light of three children getting killed in a school shooting in Nashville, remember that Tennessee Republicans have squandered their time in office banning drag shows under the pretense of keeping kids safe. This is a young, I looked him up. He's a young YouTube star, looks to be early 20s, and he went on a rampage repeating some of the same leftist talking points that you would hear from Jean-Pierre that were totally inaccurate, by the way. But he has millions of followers, probably 20-somethings, who hear him and believe him.
So by all those examples, we are the assault weapons.
Yes. If you are a praying Christian, you are an assault weapon, according to their, you're part of the problem.
There you go, Mr. Mayorkas. They did your job for you.
Yes. They defined it. You now have a definition. Yes. Meanwhile, we learned from Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake told reporters yesterday that a motive in Monday's attack remains unknown. There is speculation, though, as we've learned more about this young lady, and her family. According to reports, her parents couldn't accept that their 28-year-old daughter was a transgender in the gay lifestyle, according to a report. They feel like that her parents, who are strict Christian parents, Norma, 61 years old, Ronald, 64, said that they struggled to come to terms with their daughter's gender identity and sexuality. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake announced, you know, the whole gender thing was confusing there at the beginning. And I had some of you yesterday on our text line. We carried on a conversation. Some of you, and it is confusing, were confused with what her actual biological sex was. And she was a, the shooter was born a female. It's been very confusing. The whole trans thing is very confusing. I think authorities were actually confused initially. Police Chief John Drake told reporters that the attack, the motives remain unknown. The school operates as a ministry of Nashville Covenant Church. He said that they had interviewed this young lady's parents.
We've interviewed the parents of Audrey Hale, and we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally. They were legally purchased. 3 of those weapons were used yesterday during this horrific tragedy that happened. We know that they felt that she had one weapon and that she sold it. She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons. They were under the impression that was when she sold the one weapon that she did not own anymore. As it turned out, she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
That was Police Chief John Drake saying that she bought these legally. She'd been hiding them from her parents, obviously planning something like the shooting that took place on Monday. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line for personalized scientific weight loss for life. Visit myphdweightloss.com.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
If you got up this morning and the refrigerator or maybe your stove or your dishwasher, maybe your dishwasher just didn't wash the dishes from last night. Well, let me encourage you to go to Discounted Appliance Warehouse. If you need to replace an appliance, or maybe you're doing a completely new remodel of your kitchen and you need all new appliances, but you've tried the big box stores and they've given you maybe a week, 2 weeks, or a month before they can deliver them. No delivery issues when you go to Discounted Appliance Warehouse, because you're going to walk through 11,000 square feet slam full of appliances. They keep over 1,500 in stock. So you can buy it today and in a lot of cases use it today. They have an award-winning service department. Discounted Appliance Warehouse offers extended warranties. They've got you covered well after the sale, because you're more than just a credit card swipe. They make you part of the family. I know personally because I purchased a number of appliances from Discounted Appliance Warehouse. They're proud to offer Speed Queen, the only washer and dryer manufacturer's warranties that cover parts and labor for up to 7 years. That's unheard of. Check out their new Overstock Appliance Center at the Market at the Mill. It's in downtown Pickens. They have some great clearance pricing there as well. Discounted Appliance Warehouse is worth the short drive to Pickens. Find them online at dawpickens.com. It's 19 past the hour.
Charlie Kirk thinks we need to build the future.
There is no guarantee that just because the left overreaches that they're going to awaken a sleeping giant. It's actually going to take us less about thinking that the news cycle is going to determine and dictate political outcomes that we find to be favorable, and we have to do the work to build the infrastructure. long-term infrastructure.
Get the right answer from Charlie Kirk. Weekdays at noon on 94.5 The Answer.
It's the Great American Gun Show in Greenwood this weekend at the Greenwood Farmers Market at 215 Wilbank Circle. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, and ammo. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Bring your guns, tell your friends. The Great American Gun Show at the Greenwood Farmers Market. Be there.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other grocery store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls were stopped. The threats were stopped. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Race the trails or go for a casual stroll side by side with your best partner, your dog. It's the annual Tails and Trails 5K to benefit animal care. Saturday, May 6th at 8:30 a.m. at Cudahy Park in Greenville. Help Greenville County Animal Care remain a no-kill community by being a part of this annual dog-friendly trail race to benefit animal care. Register at GreenvillePets.org. That's GreenvillePets.org. The Tails and Trails annual 5K on Saturday, May 6th at Cudahy Park in Greenville. Register and learn more at GreenvillePets.org. Fun for you and your dog.
I knew that President Biden would be left of center. I never dreamed he'd be left of center.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
They can use all the different words they want other than crisis, but what they're doing is they are losing credibility with the American people.
Come inside, the show's about to start.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
I got a text just now. Said the best comment I've heard from a pastor who said when people ask where was God when this tragic shooting took place, the answer, the exact same place he was when his son was crucified on the cross. True. Very true. This young lady obviously had a message, and within the trans community, unfortunately, she's being praised. There's this group called the Trans Resistance Network. It's a far-left transgender. They call themselves a collective. I'm not sure what all that means, but it's a movement. And they released a very inflammatory statement saying that this young lady was not being heard, and that unfortunately this was the way that she determined that her voice could be heard by committing these murders. They called the shootings on Monday a dual tragedy. The group wrote first that the deaths of the children and the adults in the school, they extended their deepest sympathies and heartfelt prayers, saying there's nothing we can offer that will comfort the hurt or ease the sorrow. They went on to say the second more complex tragedy is that of the shooter, who felt that she had no other effective way to be seen than to lash out by taking the life of others and by consequence herself. They wrote, "Do not claim to know the individual or have access to her inner thoughts or feelings. But we do know that life for transgender people is very difficult, made more difficult in the preceding months by a virtual avalanche of anti-trans legislation and public call-outs by right-wing personalities and political figures for nothing less than the genocidal eradication of trans people from society." They wrote, "Many transgender people deal with anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide, and PTSD from the near-constant drumbeat of anti-trans hate, lack of acceptance from family members and certain religious institutions, denial of our existence, and calls for detransition and forced conversion." They said all these factors contribute to a population that is medically underserved and who often face anti-trans bias while accessing care, leading to significant physical and mental health disparities. Hate has consequences, they said. Yes, hate does have consequences. By the way, I don't know that it's necessarily this group, but there is a group who is organizing a Trans Day of Vengeance, April the 1st. They're planning to assemble in front of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., and other locations around the country. Now, this was planned, I think, prior to this shooting on Monday, but I would suggest that the additional spotlight on the whole cause of transgenderism, that it will lead to more people being involved in this Trans Day of Vengeance. I mean, what a title for a demonstration, huh? A Trans Day of Vengeance. 877-235-9405. Let's go to Larry in Hendersonville. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Hey, you know, about the resource officers being in the schools, mm-hmm. My job, I was at a school yesterday, and these kids still go out at recesses. So as far as keeping the doors locked and the recess office, they need to figure another way of protecting these kids, because if they're out at recess on the football field or wherever they're playing, you know, they can still get to these kids.
Yeah. Well, Larry, so, let's talk about that for a minute, because you're right. I mean, you know, kids go out most schools every day. They have something outdoors, you know, where, you know, on the baseball field, football field, soccer field. I mean, realistically, can we ever completely protect children or anybody for that matter in a public space?
No, you're absolutely right. But I was just thinking that yesterday, because on the Mike Gallagher show, he kept talking about how she blew the door. She shot the door open and the door was locked and all this other stuff. But what about the kid? And then as I was working, I noticed these kids on the playground. I'm thinking, well, what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, you know,
if somebody's going to do something, they're going to do it regardless.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, a few years ago, what was the elementary school here in South Carolina? Townville or I forget the name, but you know, where they had a shooting there, and it started in the on the playground. I mean, if you think about that, our kids who are out on the playground every day are just sitting ducks. But we can't live our life in fear. We can't live our life.
No.
If that's the case, we're going to stay locked up in our homes every day.
Right. Well, I'm the guy that lives by give me liberty or give me death. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not going to – I can't deal with any of this stuff no more. Joe Biden's a complete idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd rather eat his ice cream than be a real man. I just don't think it's him anyway. I probably think it's an imposter.
It's time – and that's why – and that's why, Larry, we got to work hard to make sure that Joe Biden goes to – that goes to retirement so he can sit and eat ice cream every day and not have right. to worry about the problems of the world. Hey, appreciate your phone call, Larry. Have a great day in Hendersonville. It's 8:31 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.